I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth remembers how she fell in love with the wild beach plum.
One September before we were married, my husband took me up to his grandmother's house in the dunes near Rider Beach in Truro. He sat me down at her kitchen counter and told me it was time to learn to make Hami's beach plum jelly.
I was just looking to see if there are any beach plums.
Well, there are a few, but they're very scarce.
That's Hami, or Alice Thompson Bradford. The first thing she taught me about beach plums is that they're hard to predict. Some years the fruit shows up, and some years it doesn't. The fall when I recorded Hami's voice came on the heels of a banner year for beach plums. It was September 2008. Hami was 93. And the year before, she'd made 200 jars of beach plum jelly.
I never left my yard or the one next door, and I think I could have had 1,000 jars if I'd wanted to continue doing it. But of course, the Cape by then was running out of glasses, Sertol, sugar. You're going to have to go off Cape. Everybody was making jelly. Wherever you went, you'd see people grabbing at those wonderful things.
I'd never heard of beach plums before I came to Wellfleet. They only grow in certain places, in sandy coastal areas with their toes buried near the shore. They're windblown and scruffy, and you almost wouldn't notice them until they're covered in fruit. They taste almost exactly like regular plums, only a bit more tart and with slightly more bitter skin. And the thing is, you can't just plant them.
I understand that, for instance, at Cornell University, they're trying to grow them commercially. It just can't be done. It has to be near the shore and just come up naturally. That's why they're such a treasure.
The fruit is the size of a cherry. You need 8 heaping cups of beach plums to get 6 to 8 jars of jelly.
And what do you put in your jelly?
A great deal of sugar. Do you know that if by the time you compress down the berries and get 4 cups of syrup, the juice, you need 6 cups of sugar to go with it?
That's a lot.
And just boil it up, add some Sertol. 1 minute, you boil it, take it off, put it in jars, nice sterilized jars. Then you've got really prizes.
In those jars, beach plum jelly will keep for months, even years. But Hami had a big family. 5 kids, 13 grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren by the time she passed away in January of 2013. Even when she made 200 jars, the beach plum jelly never lasted long.
I still have a little left, but I've been giving it away. I had 200 jars, as I told you, so I have about a dozen jars left. Do you want one?
I happily accepted that jar and the next. In fact, even though Hami had showed me her technique and I had her recipe, I never pulled it out until we ate the last jar of beach plum jelly made by Hami herself. That was last spring. This year is another banner year. The other day we picked 16 cups of beach plums in half an hour, in the yard next to Hami's old house, the one my husband's parents now share with his Uncle Mark and Aunt Carol. And just like Hami taught me, we boiled them down, strained the juice, and added sugar and Sertol, or liquid pectin. And while it might not be 200, we've got to start. 15 jars of purple gold in the cupboard, labeled Hami Bradford's Beach Plum Jelly. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Well, thank you, Hami.
You're very welcome.
You can find Alice Thompson Bradford's recipe for beach plum jelly on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find some pictures of the wild beach plum. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.